I was contacted by Michael Yan, who, as you know, he's an international war correspondent, and he travels the world monitoring situations. He's been here in studio a couple of times, and he's going to be chiming in here shortly. We're actually waiting for him. He texted me. He said he's in a four-wheel drive. They finally made it to a good road, and they're on the way to the hotel. And I believe he is currently in Central America, and I don't exactly know what he's going to share with us here, but he said it's very important. And knowing Michael Yan, you know, he's a man of his word. It's going to be some kind of bombshell information. So we're going to connect that here in the next couple of minutes and have Michael Yan for you here next on Brighteon Broadcast News. So that's coming up. Stay tuned. Okay, joining us now, really a kind of a last minute arrangement here with some urgent news, is Michael Yan. And I haven't even had a chance to speak with you, Michael. You just rushed in from your four-wheel drive vehicle, the back roads there. Where are you, number one, and what is going on that is such an urgent issue?
I'm in Darien Province, Panama, and I'm at near, if you hear the traffic to my left here, that's actually Highway 1. I'm near the end of Highway 1. All these birds are actually real birds. This is the Darien Gap, right? And so right beside me over here, about 300 yards away, is something called San Vicente Camp. That's a camp where many of the migrants are. So what you'll hear going by here, some of this traffic could be, well, that's just a local bus. Or, no, that's a semi-truck. A lot of these semi-trucks actually are carrying virgin trees that are being cut down and going to China. And then right in front of me, about maybe 800 meters, is a an airstrip. It's a Cinefront airstrip. Cinefront is like Panamanian army, or they don't really have an army, but let's just say it's like the army. They're super professional people. I've been dealing with them now constantly when I come down to Panama. Well, not just Darien Gap, but other parts of Panama. Actually, they're trained a lot by U.S. Special Forces, who often stay at this little, I call it the one-star hotel that I'm staying at. It's like a one-star hotel that's super clean and very nice, and the people are nice. And but we're down in the backwoods of Panama. And so, but so today, let's say last April in 2022, I was about to fly up to, there goes Doctors Without Borders right there. And they're going to the camp. They're just in a little truck. But the last year I was about to head up, I was right here where I'm sitting. I was about to head up to Arizona with Congressman Biggs and Congressman Tom Tiffany and some other congressmen on the Arizona border to go to the Mexican border. And then I got word that Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas was coming down here to Darien. So I suspected, or that he's coming to Panama. And I suspected that he would probably come to Darien and he would land right in front of me here, which he did. So I waited here for about 4 days and he finally landed, 4 Black Hawk helicopters. And I was making video and that sort of thing. And then he came right here to this camp, which is right beside me, San Vicente Camp. And since that time, I mean, I knew that he was coming to approximately double the size of the camp. And at this point, the camp has more than doubled that size. And then the other, here's in the front right here, actually. No, that's the police. And they're interesting. And they and then the other camp that I just came back from, called Las Blancas Camp, that one is probably tripled in size, and it's just filled with people today. Like, I just got back from the camp, literally. So, just got back, rushing back to come on with you to finish off. But that our government is just vastly increasing the throughput here. Now it's about 1,200 people per day for the last month, and it's just increasing every time I come. It's so unbelievable. So there are huge amounts of Chinese coming through. We were talking Chinese today.
We have a lot of issues to cover here, and I appreciate you taking time to join us, especially given the intensity of what's going on there. A couple of things, though, right up front. So, number one, you're saying that the San Vicente camp is being vastly expanded, and this seems to be with the help of the U.S. State Department?
Oh, 100%. Department of Homeland Security. I mean, it's not hidden whatsoever.
Okay.
And, in fact, if you go to their website, you'll see them talking about expanding the camp.
But
this is just one camp. There's other camps as well, and they're expanding all of them.
Okay.
I go to all of them.
But secondly, and let me interrupt and say, can we see what's behind you? I mean, is there something that you need to protect, or can you turn off the blur and just kind of, can you pan the camera a little bit and show us around? Is that possible?
I didn't know the blur is on. Actually, I could walk you around. I don't know if we'll lose signal, but it would.
Well,
the camp is over here about 300 meters. Behind me is just like the restaurant for the one star hotel, actually. So in front of me is the road. The little dirt road that goes to the camp. So in front of me, about 800 meters, is the airstrip where they land with their helicopters and whatnot, right? About 30 meters, yeah, I'll just walk over there.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to walk over, but just like pan it and turn off the blur so we can see a little bit, because what you're describing is so fascinating. I want you to give us a little look around so people can see what you're talking about. Okay, while Michael is working that out, he's going to give us a little bit of a pan of the scene there. I want to mention his website. It's michaelyan.locals.com. And you can become a member. You can join his community. You can get some special content from him. Michael travels the world, and he has been a great friend of Brighteon, bringing us breaking information. He's been in studio, and he is on top of what's happening around the world.
I think I found it.
Oh, yeah, and he just found the setting. Yeah.
All right.
There we go.
I'll just walk with you. Okay. And
so just kind of like point out what you're talking about.
There goes one of the trucks that works with the migrants leaving right now.
Ah.
Here, I'll just walk out to the road. This is Highway 1 right in front of me. And there's the guy delivering milk, actually. That's real milk, by the way. He's bringing me some today. Awesome. And this is the hotel. Look up this hotel.
Tonosi.
Yeah, look that up, and then you'll see exactly where the camp is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tonosi.
And then the camp, there's going to be a guard there, so he's not going to let me in. And so that's Highway 1 right there.
Okay, now be careful of your range. I don't know if you're in a Wi-Fi range. You might get too far.
Yeah. So this is the road to the camp, and that's the camp right in front. In fact, here comes a policeman. He's probably going to be like, what are you doing? You can't go in.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, you don't have to go in. Just be cool.
Okay. And there's the airfield is over there. So he's going to be like, what are you doing? You can't go in.
Okay.
So in any case, that's where, actually, I do have permission to go in, by the way. Hold on, Matt. See if you can get us in the camp. Matt speaks Spanish. Hold on. We'll see if we can get in the camp. Maybe we can get in the camp while we're here. Hola. Here, we'll just walk down here. Maybe we'll get in and get a special treat. Never know.
Michael, I'm not asking you to do that. Just exercise your own caution as necessary there.
Let's go for it, man. We'll steal that horse and get into the camp. See the horse?
Okay, well,
there's the guard right there.
You speak multiple languages, I think, but I know you speak German, but do you speak Espanol?
Hola, buenos dias. Matthew, can you see if we can just walk in? Okay, we'll see if we can.
Okay. All right. So in the meantime...
So anyway, this is the camp down here.
So they're expanding the camp, and is this part of an effort to make it easier for more people to come north? Is that the idea?
Oh yeah, it's not hidden whatsoever. It's 100%. Yeah, they're not even. I mean, they say so. You know what I mean with their tweets and with their website, and if you go on the UN website right now, and you'll see here comes a bus right now. It'll be filled with migrants.
Well, show us. Right. Show us the bus.
Two buses, actually.
Okay. Yeah, show us.
Usually what happens is, and I see a bunch of, I don't know how well this is zooming in, but usually every night, like last night, there was at least 14 buses. It may have been 15. It was 14 or 15 buses and last night.
Where are these buses going?
Well, they'll go up to Costa Rica. There's another camp up there. And then they'll stay overnight up there. And then they're taken to the Costa Rican border. And then they cross into Costa Rica, and there's a program between Costa Rica and Panama called Controlled Flow. And Controlled Flow was brokered by the United States. between Panama and Costa Rica to make this flow go very smoothly. And now it does go very smoothly. And so there we go. Now I can see what you see. Okay, good.
Once they get to Costa Rica, then what's their path from there to the border of America?
Next after that's Nicaragua. And then after that, they'll continue to head north and finally to Guatemala. And then there's a river. It's sort of like the Rio Grande, but it's between Guatemala and Mexico. And so then they go into a city in Mexico called Tapachula. And in Tapachula, I've been there to Tapachula. It's literally like the El Paso of Mexico. It's the southernmost city in Mexico. Uh-huh. And then from there, you wouldn't believe it. I wish I had the map that we got today that will show you. These maps are being, remember how the maps hit the news about 6 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I've physically got one of those maps today. Somebody that I brought down actually got one in the Las Blancas camp. And it's just a big fold out map and it's nice and glossy and it shows you the entire routes, where to get advice, where to get medical care. They're actually handing out birth control pills and morning after pills and condoms and all that in the camps here. Yeah.
So wait a second. Are those the maps that the Red Cross was handing out?
Yep, that's the maps. We've got one now. It's inside of this hotel. I don't have it in my hands, but I can show you tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, we got to see that map. That's unreal. So it seems like what they're constructing with the help of the U.S. government is a human highway, right?
Oh, it is. I mean, and this basically is a pump station, San Vicente Camp. You know, just look up Tonosse Hotel. That's where we're at. And you'll find it on the map. You'll know exactly where we're at. And that's the camp right beside it. And it's just growing and growing and growing.
So are you going to be safe there if we broadcast this tomorrow? Yeah, it's going to go out tomorrow.
Go ahead. Don't worry about it. Roll with it. I thought it was live.
No, it's not live. We want to give you time to adjust as necessary, if necessary.
Yeah, go with it.
Okay.
Go with it.
So what should the American people be understanding about this? Because none of this is covered in the American press.
Well, this is an invasion. Caused by the United States government, who is obviously captured by WEF and CCP. I mean, today, by the way, we were interviewing Chinese down in the Las Blancas camp, and some are behind me in this camp here as well. And it's just unbelievable. I mean, there's a huge number of Chinese coming in, a huge number of Venezuelans, of course, Cubans, Haitians, people from at least 140 countries. Are just streaming in, and just through this route, this little road that you're on right here, that's about 1,200 people a day. Well, between this road and that road right there in front of us, Highway 1, because there's the other camp that they also feed from, Las Blancas, which is about, I don't know, maybe miles as the crow flies.
Are there any Chinese there that we could talk to? Because I speak enough Mandarin to ask them some questions.
Actually, we could have gone live today. We can do it tomorrow. Tomorrow we can do it. I can go back out to the camp and
from the camp.
Can we get in? Oh, okay. We're going to go in this camp. All right.
Okay. So Thanks, the Chinese nationals that are there,
this is my friend Matthew, by the way.
Hi, Matthew.
Hi.
Matthew's a Zonian. We go out to Darien Gap all the time together, and he speaks Spanish fluently. He's a Zonian. He grew up here. His dad was a pilot on the Panama Canal.
Oh, that's cool. Super cool.
Oh, my passport's in here, but you got a photo of it. Okay. So you're coming to the camp, Mike.
Okay, so Michael, about the Chinese nationals, is there any indication, is China encouraging Chinese nationals to go through this route to get up into the United States? And are they men, or what kind of people are they?
Some are family units. A lot of them are just military-age males. Others are family units, lots of little children, and in general, all populations, no matter what country, there's huge numbers of children. They have tents here that are just for the children. I mean, with like toys. I was in one tent today in Las Blancas camp, and the guy had a rabbit, you know, for the children to play with, you know, just stuff like that. I mean, and also with the Chinese, some will have children, mostly it's males. But there's a lot of military age males of all groups. You'll see here soon if they let us in the camp, you're about to see it.
Okay. And as far as talk to us about the other nationalities, in addition to Chinese nationals,
Hola, buenas.
What other nationalities are you seeing moving through this camp?
Well, from about 140 countries, many of them are Cubans and Haitians, Venezuelans, huge numbers.
What about Middle Eastern?
If there's Venezuelans.
What about the Middle East?
Oh, yeah. Well, today, not that Morocco is the Middle East, but like today I talked with two Middle Easterners for quite a while. I mean, Moroccans. That's North Africa, of course.
But are you hearing about people from Syria or Iran or places like that?
Yeah. I didn't meet any today. Well, and there may have been some there, but actually, you know, back up conversations because the camp's completely full.
So,
but, yeah, this is one of. When we get to the sign up here, look at all the languages that the sign is in.
Okay.
You see all the languages that we saw. This little store, this little green building here.
Go ahead and show Michael full screen. You don't need to see me. Yeah, show the full screen. Michael, who's paying for these buses?
United States and UN and many others, but the United States is the chief and principal benefactor of our own invasion. So this is actually a store where the migrants can come out and go to this store right here. And then this is the camp. Look how many languages the sign is in.
Yeah, can you get us closer to that sign so we can kind of read it?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you see the right here. This, you'll see this everywhere. They are the ones invading Panama and everywhere. Like if you go to Amsterdam Airport in Netherlands, they've got their headquarters is in Switzerland, right? But if you look at if you go to the Terminal 3 of departures at Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam, you'll see they have a ticket office. And like, for instance, the Chinese that I spoke with today, they were talking about going leaving China and going through Amsterdam. And then they go to Ecuador and then they come by bus to Darien Gap in Panama, they go through Colombia and then they come to the Darien Gap here. And then they end up in this camp.
So right. I'm looking up that website, IOM, ONU Migración. It's called UN Migration. And
that's right.
Yeah. UN Migration. So this is a United Nations program to use assets of Europe and the world to push migrants into countries that they want to occupy. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. And look at this space they've cleared to increase the size of this camp. See
oh
this?
My.
Yeah, that's right. And that in the background there is a hospital that was never opened. It's just a white elephant. It's literally a white elephant. It's a white, but there's nothing in there. It was a hospital that they started but never opened. So this is where the buses will come. Yeah. There's the Western Union. This is important. So, you know, they get robbed going through the gap and all that, and they can come out and get their MoneyGram and Western Union and all that. Can you see it? Is it in focus?
Yeah, I can see it.
And then you can get your phone cards right there in the store. Hola, buenas. And so, this is it.
And are you able to talk to some of the people that are showing up here and get their stories of where they've come from or what they've experienced?
Yeah, I do every day. And we can do it right now. Let's go over here and walk around first. And then we'll make sure the commander's cool with us being here. Because as you can see, we've sort of penetrated the camp. Let's see.
Yeah, be cool.
This is UNICEF, and UNICEF is everywhere. Hola, buenas. Buenas. Oh, they're on the Haiti. Haiti from Haiti. Oh, from Haiti. Yeah.
Okay.
Haiti. Hello, Haiti, Haiti, Haiti. Africa. Haitian, right. Venezuela. Más Venezuela. Toda Venezuela. Dominicano. From Dominican Republic. Yeah. Africano. No Africans. No Africans this time. You're from Africa. Where are you from? Oh, you're from Haiti too. Ah, you looked African to me, not Haitian. So this is Haitians and Africans mostly. Yeah. And Venezuelans. Or not Africans. Venezuela. All right. No, China. China aquí. Bombay, China. China.
Oh, Chinese nationals
Chinese
up ahead.
Yeah. Usually there's But there comes Masako Ganaha right there. She's like, where'd they run off to? China! That's actually, she's from Japan.
So how is it that Chinese are using this route through Central America, through Panama?
Exactly. No, oh, there's Chinese. Gracias. They're from China. All right, you speak Mandarin, right? Let me put this earphone in his ear. Hold on. Hola, China. Do you speak English? From China. You speak English? Yes? Oh, can you put this in? Put it in your ear so you can hear him talk. Put that in. All right. Put it in your ear. Maybe the other ear.
Yeah. Hey, ni hao.
Okay. Hold on. Wait till she gets it in.
Oh. Ni hao. Hey, ni hao. Hey,
go ahead.
Ni men hao bu hao? 我要问你们，你们是中国人吗？ 对，大陆的中国人吗？ 啊，谢谢，我是美国人的，对不起，我的发音不是很好的。发音挺好的。你们要去美国吗？ 对，OK，他的男人是我的朋友。 谢谢你和我们讲话，谢谢你们，不客气，OK，thank you Michael.
Okay, you're welcome. 谢谢。
Thank you.
I dropped that. Thanks.
She's just confirming they're from mainland China.
China.
Yeah. They're from mainland China on their way to America.
So the friend's like, what are you doing here? So where are they from in China, did they say?
I didn't ask them what part of China, but just confirming they want to go to America. So, yeah.
Japanese, Masako's here.
Oh.
And this is the one who tracked down Klaus Schwab in Switzerland.
Is that right?
That's her. Yeah.
Awesome.
She's the one that was, yeah, anyway. So we, I don't know why this won't focus on you, but anyway, because it's following my face. That's what.
Yeah, it's following your face, Michael.
Yeah. So you have to stand behind me then. There she is. Yeah. So anyway, you can see Center Front's here, but they're very professional, so I'm not worried about getting beat up.
Yeah. Or something. So that the young woman I was speaking to.
Oh, he's got a rash.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, he's got a rash. Because that's why he's walking like that. He said he had a rash.
Oh, yeah.
Through the gap.
Yeah. From making the trek?
Yeah. Oh, it's rough, man. You're looking at the survivors here.
Yeah, no kidding. They've been through hell to get to this point.
Yeah. Wow, I can't believe the coverage you're getting right now. I'm actually very surprised that we're getting this.
This is bombshell stuff, Michael. You're giving us a view that almost no one sees in America. Let me give out your website again, michaelyan.locals.com. And of course, I'm Mike Adams from brighteon.com. And we're going to have you back on, Michael, after you return to the States, get you back in studio. But what else do the American people need to know about what's happening that you're seeing?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's exploding. And it's not just here. As you know, I spent a lot of time in Europe rolling around. And Europe has just been completely overtaken with, it's not migration. It's a weaponized migration. I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep this still. I'm having a problem. But anyway, it's weaponized migration. And like, for instance, I was in Luxembourg and almost 50%, not 1.5, but almost 50% of Luxembourg now is migrants. Right.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's unbelievable. We saw fights every day. Masako was there with me and there were people defecating in the streets doing drug deals. Actually, a lot of the people I see coming through Darien and whatnot, a lot of them I think would probably be good Americans, but then I see others that look like total gangsters. And, tattoos with a tear and all that stuff and total face tats and tattooed all the way from head to toe and acting like gangsters and that sort of thing. Yeah.
That's exactly, you've hit upon something really critical, Michael, and I want to ask you about that because in America, we welcome people who want to embrace the American spirit and be part of America and want to work hard and contribute to society. Maybe a lot of those people that you're seeing, but there's a criminal element as well. And how do we sort those people out? Or is that even happening?
they're not being sorted. Most of the people coming through here are not getting any biometrics at all, by the way. Like one of the center front commanders mentioned that today. But I mean, the interesting thing is, well, like one Chinese guy that we spoke with today, he's not there, he was interviewing him for a long time. And that guy, he was very smart, and I thought he would probably be a good American, actually. And he was like, the AI in China is getting unbelievable. He's like, you know, you should see this video. I mean, we have to blur out his face because he was like, you know, you can't, please don't put my face on. But he was going on and on about the AI in China, like how just Orwellian it's getting. A super smart guy, actually. And he was just, you know, like, there's nothing you can do now that's not tracked in China. So they're doing their best to escape. This is like, you know, the last people to get out are getting out now. And, yeah. And you know, and he got out. And so he's like, it's getting more and more difficult for Chinese to get out. Now, a lot of the Chinese I see coming through, I'm suspicious of who they are. And others, like, you know, are they spies or something, or military? And then others, I think they're honestly just running from the beast.
Right.
And I do get the feeling from a lot of the Chinese, actually, that I do want them in because they seem like they're like us. They want freedom.
Right.
And then there's others just like, we have to be checking these people, but we're not.
Yeah, that's what's key. I mean, actually, you showing me this camp, this kind of opens my heart to the plight of so many people who are fleeing authoritarian regimes around the world. And yet, do they know that America is becoming a more authoritarian regime as well? You know, this might be you and I, Michael. 5 years from now, we might be in migrant camps trying to flee the tyranny in America.
We tell them that all the time. We were talking like that with them today. We're like, you know what? At this rate, we're going to be escaping together. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'm not going to run away like that. But I mean, but at the same time, a lot of them don't like the ones coming from Venezuela. They hate Maduro. But almost all of them, they love Biden. They have no idea. He's just an old drooling old guy that was, that's a product of worse, corruption than they've ever seen.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
they don't
exactly
realize that the United States is the same thing. We just are more rich and it's still covered up, right?
Yeah, out of the frying pan and into the fire. Yeah, and I'm not going anywhere either, right, Michael? I mean, I'm in Texas. I'm staying in Texas. I'm fighting for Texas if it comes to that.
Yeah.
We're Americans and this is the end of the line right here at home. And what you're doing, Michael, it's really incredible. I can't thank you enough for putting your neck on the line and showing us these scenes that no one has seen.
Yeah, I can't believe we got in here like this, actually. Here comes the commander. So it might be, I'm going to shut down any moment. But I mean, this is pretty amazing that I get into the camp sometimes, but I've never been live. I have a guess, but we're almost live.
Yeah. Well,
what's that? He's just taking a photo of us. Oh, okay. Yeah. He's taking a photo.
Yeah. Go for it. Yeah. Just do what you need to do.
Yeah.
We'll stand by.
So anyway, like I said, the center front's super professional here. They're like abnormally professional and they have been every time I come to Panama. I spend months down here in Darien Gap. Just come and go like, the Indians, I'm out with the Imbara and Kuna Indians all the time, way out in the jungles and, you know, bathing in the rivers and whatnot. So where we're at right now is relatively like highly civilized compared to, but actually, I say civilized, but when you're out with the Indians, deep in the jungle, I mean, I feel happy and they seem super happy. Like Kuna Indians don't want to go into Panama City. They want to live out in the jungle.
Yeah,
they're
exactly
happy in the jungle. The kids are rolling in the mud, jumping out of the trees, swimming in the rivers, hunting with poison darts. They love it out there. I mean, it's just like boy heaven and girl heaven. You know, it's like,
yeah, can't blame them.
Kids are happy. The old people are happy. And I mean, you can be like literally several days so happy. A lot of Americans, I don't think, get that. You don't need all this glitter and all that really nonsense. I mean,
yeah,
a lot of the people just live out there with coconut trees and crocodiles, you know.
Yeah, no, that truck that's driving past you right now.
Hola. Yeah, center front. This is center front.
Oh.
Yeah, they're great.
Fronteriza?
Oh, yeah, you saw last week when Oscar Blue was with center front and, and he was with Ben Berquam and the center front special forces was with, actually, that was the same team that I helped them get out with, three or four months ago, right?
Yeah.
And that same Special Forces team just took Oscar Blue and Ben Berquam out, and they got into a firefight about a week ago. And there was these rapists. You should see Ben Berquam's video and Oscar Blue's video. these women were coming in crying, and the children were, you know, really losing it. And they had just been raped, and they were telling the special forces team and Ben Berkwam and Oscar Blue where they were Colombians. And they're like 2 or 3 days walk inside of Panama. So the special forces team, and I was getting messages from Ben. He was messaging me live. So I was watching their location, we have our satellite communications that weren't public, but it was just, hey, the special forces team is after these guys right now. We're moving to contact, trying to find them. And they found them. They found the enemy that would just rape the women, and it put guns to people's head. They kill people constantly. So they lit them up, which they got on, Ben and Oscar got it on video. The special forces team lit up the Colombian rapist and murderers and shot them. And you can see it on the videos. And pretty, it was a short firefight. One of the Colombian rapists shot one of the women. He had just taken her clothes off. And right when the special forces team showed up and lit him up, and then he shot her. She's okay. She's in the hospital in Panama City right now. I say she's okay. She is shot. And, wow. But she's okay. And I think her family's up with him now. So yesterday, this isn't in the news at all. Yesterday, with more intelligence, the Cinefront, these guys, I'm telling you, man, these guys are no kidding soldiers, the Cinefront. They went back out there and they just captured, I think, 4 more yesterday up on some hilltop.
So this is unreal, yeah, what you're telling us, Michael. So, I mean, these people
are going... I should have told you that from the beginning. I'm sorry. I do so much out here. I just kind of forget about, you know, the shootouts and the killings and all this. But, yeah, you can look on Ben Berkwam and Oscar Blue. We were just with Ben and Oscar, and then and Matthew over there took them to the airport. I mean, we just had Easter dinner.
Who is the Fronteriza, the truck that you saw, those guys, who are they working for? The government there?
No, that's Cinefront is Panama government.
Yeah.
And they get blamed for everything. But I'm telling you, these are some of the most professional people I've ever seen. They're unbelievable. Like when those Colombians raped those women last week, it was about 7 days ago now, I guess. You know, and they're like, hey, let's go get them, you know, and Ben was sending me messages like, we're moving to contact. It's like 5 hours away. We're, you know, rushing through the jungle and all this stuff. And I'm watching their his GPS was updating every 2 minutes, and I could see where they were at. And I'm like, well, they're getting close, you know.
So
go ahead.
Well, are you using that satellite gear, using the bivy stick stuff, or what are you using?
Not that yet, because that's still in touch. That came in right when I left. And but they were using a texting satellite gear.
Okay.
And so he was and it sent when he texts, it sends me his location, or it updates every 2 minutes anyway.
Okay.
So I was following their movement on the map, right? And I they were down by a river, and I was watching their location. He sent me, you know, he's like, hey, we're in ambush, and bam, lit them up, and those guys. The Colombians just went into the wrong location, and the Panamanian Special Forces tore them up and captured two and killed one just as he was about to rape that woman. It's like something out of a movie, and it's all on video.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, this
this
seems like we could use more of this kind of justice a little closer to home. Yeah, I mean, at least those guys are actually enforcing the rule of law.
These are the guys, man, Cinefront. They're the unbelievable. I'm talking about Cinefront now. I'm talking to the United States. This is the guys, man.
Awesome.
Weren't the actual, or maybe you were. They weren't the ones in the jungle, but with Oscar Blue. But anyway, they these are really professional guys. You can see, look how their uniforms are stacked. They're always out running. When I get up and the sun's coming up in the morning,
they're
running down
fit.
The highway.
Yeah.
Oh, they're super fit, man. They're running down the highway every morning. They do it like the U.S. Army. Actually, the hotel I'm staying at is the hotel that U.S. Special Forces stays in when they come here. I can tell because sometimes they show up and they've got like some plaques up on the wall. Let's walk in and see these.
So,
guys.
Michael, you're putting a lot on the line. How can people help support you and you know, just be part of your community here? I know I know you're on locals.com. You've got interviews out everywhere. What else can people do to help support you, Michael?
There's the commander here. So I'm on Twitter all the time. So it's Michael _Yon, Y-O-N, Yankee Oscar November is my last name. And then I'm on Locals, of course, Michael Yon again. It's Michael Yon on Locals.
Yeah, we got that then, page up here, MichaelYon.locals.com.
But my best location is on with you.
Yeah, well, we'd love to have you on, Michael.
Come on more often. We need to come on more often. There's so much stuff that we're missing because there's so much going on. Like, I almost forgot to tell you about the firefight and everything because there's just so much other stuff going on.
No, but you had texted me some of that. I just didn't know if it was okay to talk about that. Some of the stuff you text me is not necessarily public stuff. So I always want to be, honor your OPSEC there.
Yeah, thank you for being circumspect on that. But this is the,
Vocación. Responsibilidad. Yeah, I mean, talking about the ethics and better life, basically, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is extraordinary. Okay, Mike, I want to be mindful of your time. Is there anything else that we haven't said here that you think is important for people to hear?
We could go on for 10 days, but you know, basically we're being invaded and it's damaging the ecology down here. The Panamanians, it's damaging their communities out in the jungle. For instance, the migrants come in and chop down their coconut trees and that sort of thing because they can't climb the trees. And those coconut trees are how the Kuna Indians make their money, right?
Yeah.
They steal all their avocados and you know, rob their fields, and you know, it's pretty bad. And the trash is unbelievable. I mean, it's not the migrants' fault. I mean, it's the U.S. government and the rest that are creating this. When you go down to Colombia, you'll see on television where, you know, CNN is basically advertising for these people to come in. It's basically infomercials, right?
Wow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. The information war is intense.
Well, and you know, the other warning for the Americans watching this is that if you don't get a handle on your own cities, San Francisco is going to look a lot like the worst areas of Panama.
Already does.
Yeah. I mean, you got violent crime. Seriously. Out of control. You got trash. You got human feces everywhere. You either take care of your civilization or you lose it.
Yeah. I was in San Francisco last year. The place is already a zoo. In Los Angeles. I mean, you know, it's unbelievable. Atlanta. I mean, it's dangerous to walk downtown Atlanta. I was there as well with Antifa. I mean, it's just unbelievable. You know, people talk about how dangerous it is in the Darien Gap, and it is, but it's nowhere near as dangerous as some places in the United States, like Atlanta, downtown Atlanta.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
sure.
The jungle's not anywhere near as dangerous as downtown Atlanta. I mean, I'm out with the Indians here. They're not savages like you see in some of the American cities.
Yeah, so, anyway. Exactly. But you feel safe enough being there right now? I mean, you're not armed, I assume.
No, I mean, you know, I'm armed with my smile. I mean, I get along with everybody. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, your biggest dangers out here are the jungle itself. And then, you know, the Indians do kill a lot of the migrants, and they kill them because the migrants are out there, you know, stealing all their crops and whatnot, right? And doing a lot of drugs out there. A lot of they're also being forced at times to carry drugs and that sort of thing. Oh, we could go on about this for hours. But mostly the Indians, actually, I get along with them extremely well. The Embera Indians, Wunan Indians, Kuna Indians, you know, they're very easy to get along with. I mean, I'm out there swimming with them in the rivers. But at the same time, if you come in and start stealing stuff from their villages, I mean, these are warlike people. They're no joke people, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they're friendly and all that, but they will absolutely fight. They're famous for fighting, you know. So, yeah, I mean, but I get along with them because I just go out and say hello and
You have a way about you, Michael. You know how to get along with people of every different culture because you've been all over the world. You have interacted with people, and you're right. I mean, you're armed with your smile, and you're just here. You know, I mean, you're a pro-human person. You're here out of compassion. You don't want people to suffer. And I think that aura about you comes across. You want to help, but part of that is exposing what's going on.
Every country I go to, I can get along with farmers. It doesn't matter if it's Afghanistan or Iraq or Germany or Netherlands or wherever here. And the Indians are all farmers. And so they're super easy to get along with. At one point, I was out in one of the villages in the Embera that I'm with all the time. We might have dinner with some of them tonight. And, you know, they were like, you are like Embera, because I'll eat everything they eat. I'm like, you're like my grandparents. You're only more brown than my grandparents. They're all laughing and stuff. You know, I'm like, you really are like my grandparents. I'll eat everything you eat, and I'll go help you catch it, too.
Exactly. All right. Well, Michael, I'm going to let you go. I mean, you burn enough battery life and bandwidth for us here right now. And I know you got a lot to take care of, but I want to invite you back. If you want to hop in tomorrow, we can do that as well. It's up to you. You just let me know. We're in touch. So let me know directly.
Definitely. We're going way out in the jungle tomorrow, but we should be back roughly about this time unless rain gets us stuck in the jungle or something. But there might, even if we get stuck, I might have cell signal in parts of the jungle. It depends on where we're at.
Okay. All right. I would just say be safe. You know, may God be with you. And thank you for bringing this important information to the American people and for caring about humanity.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
Can I say one more thing? Just as we were leaving the last camp, there was one, where was he from? Venezuela. No, Ecuador, I think. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And he was drying his Bible. He was literally drying his Bible. He was a young man. And Misako saw him off in the distance. He was drying a book, and we walked up to him. He was literally drying his Bible that got accidentally dropped it in the river. Yeah, so we had a long conversation about that. And it was really, really interesting. Sorry, this thing's losing.
No, that's quite all right. No, that's a good story. Really, yeah, there are a lot of Christians that are part of this migration, actually.
Yeah, there are a lot.
Well, please keep us informed. Please stay safe, Michael. You know, we pray for your safety, and I know you're a smart guy. You have a lot of experience, and you'll be fine. But keep us posted about what's going on, and we'll do our best here from Texas to try to spread the word about this, and you know, maybe find some better resolutions.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. All right.
I'm looking forward to coming back on.
Absolutely. Yep. Keep in touch. We'll get you back on tomorrow if you want to do that. All right. Folks, that's Michael Yan reporting from the Darien Gap right there in Panama. His website is michaelyan.locals.com if you want to support his work. And he has become a real friend of our network, brighteon.com, where we've had him in studio. You know, he joins us remotely like he's doing right now. And we'll bring him back on whenever he has important information to break for us, and we'll get the information out to you. You can also share this. You can repost this video on other platforms. We also cross-post these on Rumble and BitChute and other platforms as well. You can spread the word on alternative media and tell Elon Musk to stop banning our URLs on Twitter, and maybe one day you can share it on Twitter as well. Right now, Elon is not letting us get the word out about this. That's right. Yeah, that's right, Michael. He's banning Brighteon, and he's banning Substack also on Twitter. So not a good sign. So I didn't know you were still listening either, Michael. I'm glad you're still there.
Here comes one of the buses, by the way. Another one's coming in right now.
Oh, man.
You see it? See the headlights?
Oh, yeah. I see it coming in. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, all right. I can't believe we just walked in the camp like that. Anyway, I'll talk to you later, Michael.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Take care, Michael.
See you up in Texas.
Take care.
Right, bye.
We'll see you. All right. All right. Mike Adams here reporting from Texas, and that was Michael Yan from Panama. And that's, folks, this is the real deal. This is reality that you're looking at right here. And I want to thank you for your support of Brighteon.com. Thank you for your support of Michael Yan. And we'll be back with you tomorrow on Brighteon Broadcast News with more bombshell breaking news on a variety of subjects and additional interviews as well. Thank you for joining me today. God bless America. And get ready. It's going to be an interesting time for sure. Take care. A global reset is coming. And that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.